Thank you for calling KGM Motor Insurance. To ensure the quality of our service, to aid training, and to assist in the prevention of fraud, all calls are recorded. Please select a department from the following options. For underwriting, please press 1. For claims, please press 2. For accounts, please press 3. For further options, please press 4. Thank you for calling KGM Accounts Department. If you know the extension number you require, please dial it now. Alternatively, please select from the following options. Speak to an account handler, please press 1.
Hi there, it's PC Gagan from the Metropolitan Police. I think to speak to someone about a policy of insurance that a gentleman claims to hold with you.
Right, okay, can you bear with me a second? I'll pass you through to our underwriting department.
That's
okay.
Great, thank you. Cheers.
Good afternoon, Carl speaking, how can I help?
Hi there, it's PC Gagan from the Met Police. I've got a gentleman stopped and he's produced a certificate of insurance from KGM.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to sort of clarify some of the limitations on the use.
Okay. Have you got a policy number at all, please?
Yeah, I do, yeah. It's Mike Tango.
Yeah.
357. Mm-hmm. 46.
Yeah.
94.
All right. Motor trade policy. I might have to forge you to another department as I'm not very well trained in this scheme, okay? So hold on 1 minute, alright?
Yeah, sure.
Hi, you've been passed through to Jessica. How can I help?
Hi there, I'm PC Gagan from the Met Police. I've got a gentleman stopped who's produced a certificate of insurance that's issued by KGM. I've got a policy number and the other details on there.
Up on my screen. How can I help?
Well, basically, so it's down showing use for SDMP and then use for motor trade purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the vehicle, it's got a load of tools in, obviously workmen doing sort of work, odd jobs here and there.
Yep.
Is that something that motor trade would cover?
No. We're just covering for motor trade, road risk only, and SDMP. That's it. We wouldn't cover him for any other occupation.
Right, right. So if he's claiming he bought the vehicle today or yesterday, he's not able to produce any proof that he's actually done that.
Right.
Does he have to ever notify you of any vehicles that he's...
What it is, when a client purchases a vehicle, they have 14 days to make us aware. If within them 14 days they don't make us aware, then they're not covered. But if anything like this happens, we do need proof to show that he has only had it for us within them 14 days, otherwise we wouldn't cover it. We need to obviously have proof. We wouldn't ask for proof normally, but... Say if he got lucky, he has now been pulled over, we would ask for that because he could just say he bought it yesterday or a week ago and we could still cover him.
Precisely. All right. And so it definitely doesn't cover anything that if he's literally going around with tools in the van doing jobs, that's not something that he's covered for.
No, certainly not.
No. All right. Can I just get your name, just obviously for my notes, so I can consult it with you guys. One second.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could just go ahead with your name.
Yeah, it's Jessica Kempton.
Jessica Kempton, K-E-M-P-T-O-N.
That's it.
And just to get your date of birth and a contact number.
Yeah, it's the 2nd of February, 92.
Yep.
And it's 0208.
Yep.
530.
Yep.
1822.
1822. And you work in the...
the underwriting department for Taxi Motor Trade.
All right, brilliant. All right, that's excellent. Thanks very much for your help.
Thank you.
All right, cheers.
Bye.